our organization has begun to emphasize ecology much more than we did when we started. We were more a peace and justice organization, but we're now a peace, justice, and raise your voice ecology organization, I suspect. And so now our gardens are thinking of beauty and now preserving species, providing habitat for the animals that are pressed in so many ways, including now weather, mm-hmm. and in general the climate. And so now we're all these different levels of activities, and I suspect there will be more to appear that we haven't thought of yet. Emily, would...
Well, you know, certainly my garden has always been pesticide-free, and I believe most of the gardens on the tour are. It hasn't even occurred to me to ask people, but I'm just assuming here that the Omni Peace Gardeners are not into, you know, heavy chemicals, pesticides, things of that nature. A lot of them also are very into native plants and so on. And certainly, speaking for myself, since I've been on the tour, like I say, four different times, and gardening is a peacetime activity. And somebody told me recently that people who garden are less likely to take antidepressants. It's something that makes you feel good. It you are in touch with the earth, and it's a peaceful activity, and it makes you feel good. That's what I have to say about it. So that's one reason I do it, besides the fact mm-hmm. that I like having a yard that looks attractive. So
everyone does say it's therapeutic, mm-hmm. don't they? That beauty in the first place is therapeutic,
yeah.
But the exercise and then the nutrition, so mm-hmm. that on many levels it's personally beneficial, and increasingly we think of it as beneficial to the planet.
There's a wide variety of things that people can smell, see, and look at this year. Everything from yeah. bamboo to wishing ball garden.
Yeah, and Ann Reichert's wonderful garden out at Lake Sequoia, that's really more a series of sculptural installations incorporating living things. That was last year was her first time on the tour, and we're delighted she's part of it again. It's really a spectacular place. And there's also a wonderful garden this year that Nick and I have both visited, David and Cookie Parish. It's called Parish Peace Place, and it's on Cedar Hill Drive, just a little east of Fayetteville off of Highway 45. And it's three different garden areas named for, people and their family and other things. And just very nice. A lot of flowers, a lot of space.
Do you garden, Dick?
I do.
What is your favorite or a favorite thing to have in your garden?
I'll surprise you.
Okay.
Because I actually haven't gardened it. It's a poke. It's a native plant mm-hmm. that I have learned to like, despite the warnings from so many people who fear that it will poison you or upset your stomach or something, and perhaps it does. Mm-hmm. But I only have to boil it one time, or steam it even, mm-hmm. mildly steam it, and it's delicious to me. I like it better than spinach now.
Do you have a particular favorite that you like to have in your garden?
Well, I've got some very cool things. And one thing that's coming out now in my garden, which isn't on the tour this year, but I've got some hybridized daylilies that were given to me by Betty Grabby up in Springdale, who's a woman I garden for sometimes, and she is a daylily hybridizer. And they're different than the more common just sort of orange daylilies, which are very pretty, by the way. But these, some of them have several colors, or, you know, kind of one petal, one color, another. There's some that are kind of pink, some that are kind of purple, some that are more yellow. They're unusual and different, and that's something coming out in my garden now I especially enjoy. I also like the larkspur, which I've never planted. It comes up. It's an annual that reseeds itself, and I'm sure you've seen it. It's a tall, spindly plant with feathery leaves, and it's in purple and lavender and white and pink and various shades between all those things. And it's just gorgeous this year, not only in my garden, but I've seen it in a lot of other places. So,
speaking of flowers, I have a large area of bell flower, I was told it was. And I think I must have gotten that from Carl Totemeyer several years ago before he died.
That's a thing about gardens that sometimes some of us don't think about, is that here's something that you got from Carl, who's well-known in this area, and it keeps memories alive of people who've left us.
It does. Yeah. And all gardeners are exchanging plants a lot. So that's another connection. You say, I got that from so-and-so.
Yeah. A sense of community.
Yes,
one of the plants I have, it's a shade plant, and it's very beautiful. It's a variegated Solomon seal, and it was given to me some years ago by Nancy Meyer, whose garden, although Nancy passed away a few years ago, her garden that she started continues to be on the tour with Marshall Carter and Marilyn Fincher, continuing work in that garden. That is called the Bluebirds of Peace Garden. Mm-hmm. And so it's, you know, sort of a memorial to Nancy, and I'm fortunate to have a plant that she gave me that always reminds me of her. So, yeah, plants can be meaningful in that way.